New consultation with patient last name Harris, first name Dallas. Mrs. Harris is a 54-year-old tri-attendant Caucasian woman who presented to my office for evaluation of the possible post-polio syndrome. Her problem started when she was 4 or 5 months old. She was diagnosed with a pigeon toes requiring orthopedic bracing. At age of 5, she received live poliomyelitis vaccination, and a year later, it was noticed that her left arm was 1.5 inch longer than right. Period. The patient had a few corrective surgery, and she had no problems over her adult life. She was physically active. Period. About. A few years ago, she noticed that her left leg started muscles in the left leg started shrinking. She developed atrophy and as well as a tingling of the left lower extremity, feeling of the cold sensation, weakness, problems with the left ankle instability, as well as feeling more exhausted, difficulties staying awake, period. She was evaluated by physiatrist at Kaiser, who thought that patient shouldn't continue with active physical exercising, period. She came here to get a better answer about the diagnosis and prognosis and her physical capacities, period. Her past medical history remarkable for osteopenia, period. History of jaw pain and low back pain, and a history of frequent bladder infections in my period. Surgical histories as above, medications none, drugology is not known, review of system otherwise non-contributory. Social history, she doesn't smoke, doesn't drink alcohol. She work as a network technician, married, have children. She has a history of hypertension and cancer. On examination, this was blood pressure 120 over 70, heart rate 74. This was well-developed, well-nourished old woman who had atrophy of the left lower extremity. Motor strength in all muscles actually was normal on the period. Deep tendon reflexes were symmetric. There was a reduced vibratory and light touch sensation over the left toes on the period. Her gait was steady on the period. I found no appendicular or truncal ataxia. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were intact. Period. The straight lacrimal test was negative. There was no any obvious scoliosis. So there was a mildly restricted movement in the cervical spine. Period. A new paragraph impression. Problem number 1. History of possible polymyelitis at the age of 5. Number 2, more recent progressive weakness, atrophy, numbness in the left lower extremities, along with fatigue, which fits to diagnosis of post-polio syndrome. We need to rule out more peripheral nerve involvement in the period. We also need to rule out lumbar sacral reticulopathy, but this is less likely. Recommendation number 1, EMG nerve conduction velocity testing in both lower extremities. Number 2, we'll consider symptomatic treatment. Number three, we'll discuss about the patient physical capacities after the ALSI result of the electrophysiologic studies period. Signature Alexander Feldman MD face-to-face time of 40 minutes.